Welcome to Journal Club for November 22nd, 2024. I'm Malcolm Diggs. At the end of 2015, a preprint hit the archive server titled Deep Residual Learning for Image Recognition. 6 months later, that paper would get presented at an IEEE conference, and about 6 months after that, it would get published in the IEEE Explore Journal. Since then, that paper has received, get this, over 118,000 citations in other papers and over 250 citations in patent applications. That article is known colloquially as the ResNet paper, and it is now considered a landmark paper for machine learning. It defined not only a new concept, but really a new era in computer vision especially. The ResNet paper introduced the world to residual learning, which, as we'll explore later, allows neural networks to overcome the vanishing gradient problem and scale to massive numbers of layers. This is, in essence, deep learning, and it's particularly important for computer vision tasks. More layers means that models can have a more nuanced understanding of input images and the ability to complete more complex CV tasks. But we're not actually here to talk about the ResNet paper today. We're here to talk about a new one. In today's paper, the authors propose a new concept, a new variant of ResNet that overcomes two key issues with that methodology. They're calling their concept a quotient network, where ResNet learns in part by calculating differences between old and new features. The quotient network learns by calculating the quotients between them instead. So rather than subtraction, they're doing division. Now, that probably makes no intuitive sense to you right now, and that's okay. We're about to change that. Today, I'm going to walk you through a few things. What ResNet is and how it works, the two issues with ResNet that the author surfaced, how the quotient network works, how the quotient network specifically solves the two issues that ResNet suffers from, and why any of this matters at all. Let's jump in. ResNet, the residual network, is a deep learning architecture that redefined how neural networks could be trained to achieve unprecedented depths. It addressed the vanishing gradient problem, a phenomenon where gradients, the values that are used to update model weights, become so small in deep networks that they fail to propagate effectively through layers during backpropagation. This issue often results in poor training and suboptimal performance as networks deepen. The core innovation of ResNet lay in residual learning. Instead of requiring each layer to learn an entirely new and complex mapping from its input to the desired output, ResNet simplified the task. Each layer would instead be tasked with learning a residual, the difference between the desired output and the input. This subtle shift ensures that even if a layer fails to learn anything meaningful, the network can default to an identity mapping, passing the input unchanged to the next layer in the chain. This safeguard ensures that deeper networks are at least as effective as shallower ones. This addressed the degradation of performance that plagued earlier architectures and stopped them from growing much deeper layers. Deeper networks allow for more nuanced feature extraction at different levels of abstraction. For example, earlier layers in a network might learn to identify edges or colors, while deeper layers recognize shapes or complex patterns like faces or objects. More layers create more opportunities for these hierarchical features to emerge, improving the network's ability to tackle intricate tasks like object detection, semantic segmentation, and image classification. The authors of the quotient network paper, however, identify two critical issues with ResNet's design that, while not undermining its success, limit its efficiency and flexibility. These issues are rooted in the way ResNet learns feature differences. The first issue arises from ResNet's reliance on absolute differences between features. Residual learning in ResNet involves calculating the difference between the new feature and the input feature. While this works well in many scenarios, it fails to account for the relative scale of the input feature. For example, consider two input values, 0.1 and 1.0. If you add the same increment, say 0.1, to both of them, the change is proportionally much larger for the smaller value. This kind of discrepancy causes the network to over-update smaller values and under-update larger ones. The second issue concerns the interpretability of intermediate features learned by ResNet. The difference between new and old features often lacks a clear independent meaning. Neural networks excel when intermediate features represent distinct, meaningful transformations that build on one another. For example, in image recognition, as I mentioned earlier, lower layers might detect edges, middle layers identify shapes, and higher layers recognize objects. These layers have meaningful relationships to each other, and that increases the power and efficiency of the system as a whole. However, ResNet's arithmetic differences are less likely to correspond to meaningful attributes. An example they use in the paper is that if the first feature is mass and the new feature is volume, mass minus volume doesn't really mean anything. It's not interpretable as a useful construct. These two issues collectively hinder ResNet's ability to fully leverage its depth. The sensitivity to feature scale can lead to imbalances in learning where some features are overemphasized while others are underutilized. The lack of clear intermediate representations forces the network to learn more complex mappings, degrading performance and increasing training difficulty. And that's where the quotient network, QN, comes in. Quotient network introduces a new paradigm for feature learning by replacing ResNet's reliance on differences with a focus on quotients instead. This fundamentally alters how features are calculated and learned. As a reminder, a quotient is the result of dividing one quantity by another, whereas a difference is the result of subtracting one quantity from another. In the quotient network, the quotient represents the relative relationship between a target feature and an existing feature, rather than their absolute difference. This change may seem subtle, but it has profound implications for how the network learns and generalizes. This shift ensures that the network learns the proportional change required to transform X into Y, rather than the absolute difference. The focus on quotients directly addresses the two key limitations of ResNet. One, by learning relative changes rather than absolute ones, the quotient network ensures that transformations are consistent across varying feature scales. For example, multiplying by a constant factor will now update all input features proportionally, regardless of their magnitude. And two, quotients often have a clear, interpretable meaning that absolute differences lack. In many real-world scenarios, ratios provide more insight than differences. To return to the earlier example, while mass minus volume doesn't have any meaning, mass divided by volume does. That's density. And density has an independent interpretable meaning that might actually be generally useful for the model to understand. The authors evaluated the QN concept through a series of experiments. They trained several QN models on image classification datasets using stochastic gradient descent, that's SGD, and then they did the same for ResNet. For both systems, they constructed models with different depths, 44, 56, and 110 layers. The results were compelling. On the first dataset, the quotient network consistently outperformed ResNet in accuracy across all depths, with the 56-layer quotient network achieving 93.1% accuracy compared to ResNet's 92.84%. On the second dataset, the quotient network maintained its edge, with the 44-layer variant achieving an accuracy of 73.25%, surpassing ResNet's 110-layer version, which achieved only 72.34%. On the third dataset, the quotient network demonstrated stable improvements with the 56-layer model achieving 96.2% accuracy compared to ResNet's 95.96%. In addition to numerical accuracy, the authors visualized feature maps from intermediate layers to qualitatively assess the differences between the quotient network and the ResNet. For many scenarios, the quotient network produced clearer, more interpretable feature maps, revealing the test cases with good definition, whereas ResNet's feature maps were often noisier or overly blurred. Despite these improvements, the authors acknowledged a slight increase in computational overhead. While the number of parameters remained the same, operations involving quotients and the custom activation function they built to handle them required more computational resources compared to ResNet's simpler operations. For example, training a 56-layer quotient network took 22.6 seconds per epoch, compared to ResNet's 21.97 seconds. That being said, this increase was minor relative to the gains in performance and interpretability. So overall, I'd say these results were extremely positive. At a high level, this paper introduces a way to rethink how deep learning models process information, presenting both practical and conceptual advancements that can significantly impact modern machine learning workflows. At its core, it offers a method to make deep networks more efficient, interpretable, and adaptable, which directly addresses some of the persistent challenges in building and deploying neural networks. More broadly, this paper exemplifies the power of revisiting foundational ideas with fresh perspectives. Residual learning transformed how deep networks are trained, and the quotient network builds on this legacy by addressing its limitations. It stands on the shoulders of giants, demonstrating that even the most successful techniques can still be enhanced. If you'd like to get more details about the new activation function they had to write, the datasets they used, or if you want to just dig deeper into the mathematical and conceptual underpinnings of the quotient network, I'd highly encourage you to download the paper. Thank you for joining me on today's episode of Journal Club. I hope you enjoyed it. Malcolm Digg signing off. See you tomorrow.